I'm Mike Fraser, and this is WYSO Today for Monday, January 26th, the day after Snowpocalypse 2026. The National Weather Service is curious about how much snow you had at your home. To send in snow information, grab a ruler, or maybe a yardstick, really. Find somewhere that's flat, unobstructed by buildings and trees and such, and not affected by drifting. Measure and record to the closest tenth of an inch. Then send that information to the National Weather Service's Wilmington office via Facebook or their Twitter services. Some counties were under a level 3 snow emergency yesterday, overnight, and this morning. The snow will affect public transportation in Dayton. The Greater RTA says it'll have limited fixed route service and medically necessary paratransit trips. RTA says there will be some delays, cancellations, and limited services as roads remain hazardous. People should travel only when necessary. Real-time tracking is available on the RTA app or online at iriderta.org. Some other transit services have been canceled for today. Greencats, for example, is not running today. If you have any transit needs, check ahead of time to make sure that they are still running. Maybe tomorrow as well, because road conditions may be slow to improve because of the bitterly cold temperatures. One man from Beaver Creek gave us his firsthand account of driving in the snow on Sunday. R.J. McKay says he had to drive from Beaver Creek to downtown Dayton. He said driving on U.S. 35 was a challenge.
35 was messy, to say the least. I could tell the road crews were doing their absolute best to keep up with things, but the snow amount was just hard to keep up with. You couldn't really see the lanes.
McKay did give kudos to road crews for doing the best they could. McKay's car has its own small snow plow on it, but he says the snow overwhelmed it. His advice to drivers is to just stay home. Sounds like a good idea to me. We're looking at temperatures being very cold for today, with highs only getting into the lower teens. Lows tonight and for the rest of the week will be below zero, with wind chills also below zero, as winds are expected to pick up over the next 24 hours or so. There is other news. There are currently 4 active measles cases in the state right now. As State House correspondent Joe Ingles reports, Ohio Department of Health Director Dr. Bruce Vanderhoff says there could easily be more at any time.
It's highly contagious. Literally, all you have to be doing is walking through an airport.
Vanderhoff says parents of babies and people who cannot be vaccinated should talk with their primary care doctor about how to protect themselves. And he says some adults who were initially vaccinated in the mid-60s may not be properly protected because of the vaccine used back then.
I'm one of those people, and you need to do what I did, which is go and get a measles, mumps, rubella shot.
Vanderhoff says newborns should get a Hep V vaccine, even if federal health officials, appointed by Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., voted to remove that recommendation. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
A new job training program hopes to meet the demand for manufacturing workers in Western Ohio. WYSO's Adriana Martinez Smiley has this.
It's called the Manufacturing Skills Sprint. The Dayton-based Employers Workforce Coalition is leading the initiative with Sinclair Community College. 16 participants will learn foundational skills in machining, automation and controls, and engineering technology.
These programs are in-demand programs that both Sinclair and the EWC are consistently hearing that they need talent.
That was Tony Ponder with the Employers Workforce Coalition. He says they want to raise awareness of opportunities in these sectors.
There are good paying jobs available right here in the Dayton region that an individual can do without necessarily a 4-year degree, but with a 1-year certificate or an associate degree.
At the completion of the free program, participants will receive a $500 stipend. They will also have the chance to be matched with employers for apprenticeships. The deadline to apply is March 16th. Ponder recommends applying early. For WYSO News, I'm Adriana Martinez Smiley.
And I'm Mike Fraser, and that's WYSO Today for Monday, January 26th.